Good morning. We're continuing Chayavim Klal Mem Gimel, and we're still looking at Siman Aleph. So we're halfway through the Siman. Now, it says V'chein Ein Tzorach Levorach Al Kol Minei Mashkin. So the Chayavim talks about making a bracha on drinks. So let's understand the question: like, why does he need to explain to me the status of making a bracha on drinks? Already said that everything during the meal is covered. But since he said the reason why things are covered is because they're under the umbrella of the hamotzi, the reason being they're considered secondary to the bread because the primary purpose of bread is to sustain a person. And therefore anything which is there for sustenance purposes, for soiva, to satiate him, is going to be included. So even things which are not necessarily, they do not necessarily normally accompany the bread as a condiment type of thing. So semi malafis doesn't necessarily mean a condiment. A condiment would be an example of that. But it means anything which people would normally eat as like sort of like together with the bread. So you could picture a person eating meat and bread together, or fish and bread together, some type of a, you know, we would do it in a sandwich form. They didn't do sandwiches. But such an idea, right? So, but we said even a case of daisa, which you don't even normally eat your cream of wheat and bread together. The point is that but they have the same purpose and function, which is to satiate a person. While drinking is not to satiate you, drinking is to address the person's thirst. So really, it's a different need. So maybe we should argue that even though we're including the foods in under the bracha of hamotzi, but maybe the drink should need their own bracha. So the Chayyim says, no, that's not true. You do not need to make a bracha on the mini mashkin on the different drinks. They keep the after the lechob alashtiya. Person, when they're eating, they need to drink. You can a mashkim nasim tafel the pas. So therefore, the mashkim also become tafel to the pas. Because that's part of a meal. So the bread is setting up the status of a meal, and part of a meal a person normally drinks, so that becomes tuffle to the pas, and it's included in the bracha. Vafilu mashka med, which even which was a honey drink, which was a chash of a drink, is still included. Meidvash. B'chutz min hayayin kima shu chashav. But wine, Chazal said that because of the chashivas of wine, we don't look at wine as being secondary to the bread. Therefore, a person drinks wine during the meal. He needs to make a bracha on it. It's not considered secondary to the bread because of its chashivas. But other than that, all drinks are included. Now, v'birchalov kare masuda. If the person made a bracha on wine before the meal, and he had intent to for he plans to drink some wine during the meal as well, so the bracha of Brei Gavim, which is before the meal, can be used for the wine during the meal, or alternatively, even if the person did not have specific intent to drink during the meal, but he normally does that. He normally has wine during his meal, and he made a bracha, Brei Pri Gafen, on this wine before the meal, so we assume that the intent was to cover the wine, which he plans to have during the meal, because he normally has wine during the meal. So, in Tzarech L'Barach B'Sech HaSuda, so then in that situation, he does not need to make a bracha during the meal. And look, HaMekadosh Al Yayin, Kedem Atilas Yadayim, V'Yivadayt Alishtos, in Tzarech L'Barach. So, a case of Kiddush, person makes Kiddush. Since the normal thing is to have some wine during the meal, or we assume that he had intent when he made the Brei Pri Gafen to cover having wine during the meal. So during that meal, whether it's, there's Kiddush, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, there's no need to make a Brei Pri Gafen on the wine during the meal. So even though he made the bracha on the kiddush, the bracha on kiddush, way earlier than the hamotzi, he did before until Sadaim. So I think it means like this, just one last point. There was a minhag which the Ramah says that they would actually wash first and say Kiddush after they wash. So over there, it's obvious that that's his intent. It's for the meal because he's already washed. So they haven't said a mitzvah yet because you can't say a mitzvah until you make Kiddush. So they would actually wash before Kiddush, even the one who's saying Kiddush. And then between the Al Netilas Yudayim and the Hamotzi, they would say Kiddush, because that's considered Tzarech HaSuda, it's not a Hefsik. And this way they would go straight from Kiddush into the meal. They would gain, there's a lach of Kiddush Makam Suda, that the Suda has to be adjacent to the Kiddush, and that includes, like you pointed out, not only a issue of space, but also issue of time. A person can't make Kiddush and then wait 20 minutes later and eat the meal. The Kiddush was not connected to the meal. So here it's clearly connected because there's no time lapse. But over there, it's obvious that his plan is to drink. He's clearly ready to wash. He plans of a meal and he's making Kiddush. We assume clearly his intent is that the Yayin, the Birchas HaYayin, it covers the wine during the meal as well. But even if you would make Kiddush before the Netilas Yadayim, we're also going to assume that as well. And that's the language that he says. Okay, so we finished Siman Aleph. So that's the basic introduction to the halachas that we're going to discuss when this is true and when this is not true, how we apply the rules. Bez Hashem, we will, in the subsequent days, we will clarify these points more clearly. Okay, have a good day, and thank you for listening.